organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. If I can get my headset untangled here, we'll be off and running and a few buttons straightened out here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Telephone number to be with me on the show. Questions, complaints, comments, whatever is 1-866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. 1-866-444-3478. This first hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. Victor Pet Foods, the dog food that my dogs vote for, and they sometimes when I cook breakfast, I mix a little of my stuff in with the dog food, and sometimes I don't. I didn't this morning, and they love it. It's really good. If you haven't tried it yet, give it a whirl. You can learn more about the product by going to their website, which is victordogfood.com. And I recommend you go in there and also to their Facebook. They got a lot of great photographs of dogs, some beautiful dogs, all kinds of breeds that are on the Victor dog food. No wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products, which is quite unusual to say the least. And that goes along with the fact that there's no chemical preservatives in any of their products, none in their place at all. Again, very, very unusual. Some of the products are completely grain-free, and those are the ones that we've been using. I think they're all good. Depends on what kind of animals and what kind of taste your dogs and cat food, too, what kind of taste your animals have. One of the things that we want to do this morning is help out one of the dogs over at the SPCA, and Star is still waiting for a home, and so is Athena, so we need to help out with the dogs that we've talked about in the past. They're great. Take a look at them on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the SPCA button, SPCA Pet of the Week button. And check out this week's dog, which is Mac. And Mac looks an awful lot like our Carmen. Carmen's a little bigger, I think, the way this looks. Yeah, 53 pounds. Our Carmen's about twice the size of this guy. He's a seven-year-old male, about same age. I guess Carmen is a little bit older than that. Our Carmen's been a wonderful pet, and I bet this one will be too. So check him out. He's at the SPCA of Texas Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. That's a mouthful, but that's the new place that's just west of downtown Dallas. So check out Mac and Athena and Star, all three waiting for a home. I recommend that that's the best place to get a pet is a rescue. That's all we've had for several years now, and it's a great way to go. My tea is ginger, honey, and peppermint this morning. Lemon also. I put my usual base together and then added some fresh peppermint to it, and it's a good tea, so you might want to try that out. We're going to talk about cheese today. We're going to have a cheesemaker in 30 minutes or so. Dave Eagles coming back of Eagle Mountain Farmhouse Cheese, and we're going to talk about cheese making, cheese classes, and just various things about how hard it is to put raw cheese on the market and some other things that are related there. So we'll talk about that. We also want to mention again to you that the Rehoboth Ranch people are still needing some help, and you can go to their website. I heard one radio station talking about it, another radio station, which I was glad to hear the other day, but mispronouncing it, so there may have been a little bit of confusion there. It's Rehoboth. It's R-O-H-O-B-O-T-H, Rehoboth, and it is a wonderful place. It's a big family. They were completely destroyed by the tornado that hit a week or so ago, and trying to rebuild, trying to get back in the business of doing this wonderful pasture grain grain, you know, free, grass-fed type meats and dairy and everything, trying to get it back in shape. I think everything but part of the dairy was destroyed, and they're looking for any help that you can give them. We've got a connection on Facebook. I'll move it up so it's easier to find now, but there is a website that's been set up for donations. A lot of people have been helping, and I appreciate that. So if you haven't had a chance to do that yet, let's do it. They need a lot of help in rebuilding. They're going to try to get back into the business of providing us with wonderful eggs. I go down to the farmer's market in downtown Dallas, and we buy from them there. They have presence at two other farmer's markets, and they sell these wonderful free-range eggs and all the meats, of course, but they also sell various cheeses and yogurts and things like that, some fermented vegetable products and all that. And we want to keep them in that business for sure. We had a fun time in Plano yesterday. The Live Green and event there in Plano was yesterday, and we had some good visits with people out there. It was kind of a 50-50 deal. Met a lot of people that aren't into organics yet and wanted to know how to do it, which is good. We're trying to spread the word all the time. And then the second kind of group of people that were there were the people that were already into organics, had some specific questions. The basic organic program that we recommend has gotten simpler and simpler. We recommend very few fertilizer applications a year. If you're starting and want to do an ideal start of this natural organic approach, you put out fertilizer at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, whichever fertilizer you buy. And don't get this question came up yesterday at the event. You don't get too hung up on what the NPK is. It's almost irrelevant what the NPK of organic fertilizer is. Larger the numbers, the more of the three major nutrients will be in the product. And organic fertilizers don't leach away or wash away or volatilize like the synthetic fertilizer. So you're going to get the benefit of all that. But remember that the true natural fertilizers on earth or the fertilizers that go down in the forest and on the prairie, and those are organic materials, buds, flowers, leaves, stems, manure of animals, dead bodies of animals, that sort of thing. And the NPK of all that blend is somewhere around 1:1:1. The NPK of good quality compost is around that, maybe less, maybe a little more. So having something along those lines long-term is really all you need at home, too. But getting started, if you use an organic fertilizer that has a 6:1:3 ratio or something like a 9:0:0 that you'll see on corn gluten meal, it's not really 9:0:0. That's what they put on there because you have to guarantee a minimum analysis. What corn gluten meal probably is more like 9.5. 0.5, 0.5 or something like that. Some of them may be as high as 10:1:1, but they put that 9:0:0 on there because they don't want to have the feds come in or the state come in and test the product and find out that the analysis is lower than, by just a tiny fraction. Some it can be, and they could be in trouble on the bag. So they just set it at a lower number. And everybody pretty much that has a corn gluten meal product will use that 9:0:0 number. But it's probably important for you to understand that's not really what the number is. It's a little bit bigger than that. And the number on all organic fertilizers will vary some up and down. The NPK will actually change in the bag. You can, for example, test a bag of organic fertilizer, some good blend of when it first comes out of manufacturing, and it might be a certain number. And if it's in the bag and in inventory in a warehouse for some period of time, you can test it later, and it'll probably be a little higher. Biological activity revving up in the bag, which will happen over a period of time, even though you don't see anything growing in it or it doesn't heat up, There will be some activity there that will change that reading just a little bit. So putting out a fertilizer real early spring, we actually start talking about it right after the first of the year. And so that first major fertilization is January or February. If you missed that, not to worry, because you can fertilize with organic fertilizer any month of the year. You can fertilize right now. The second standard time to fertilize with organic fertilizer would be June, and then the third one would be in the fall. And that's really all you need to do, other than putting out some liquid fertilizer from time to time on certain plants, and I'll talk about that more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We'll go right to the phones, but let me finish on this fertilizer information. Basic fertility program of the organic program is put out dry fertilizer. When you're first starting, maybe three times a year, or that's the most you pretty much ever need to do. After you've been organic for a while and the soil gets healthy, you can cut back to two times. Some people only fertilize with dry fertilizer once a year. And then supplement with this mixture that we call Garrett juice once a month or at least once a quarter. And you can use it in several ways. You can use it everywhere on the entire site. You can use it on color beds, annuals and perennials, in the herb garden, the vegetable garden, the specialty gardens, the potted plants, things like that. Garrett juice is a mixture of compost tea or a liquid humate, and then apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. The formula is on the website for you all the time. In my books, you can make it, and we recommend you do. Helps you understand it better. And those ingredients are all very important and do different things. So when you make it, don't leave any of them out. Do it all. Those of you that don't want to mix your own, you can buy a commercial product. There's three manufacturers that make a version of Garrett juice. Nature's Guide makes one that's the basic formula. And it's available in a lot of places off their website and in retail stores out there all over the place. The second one is called Garrett Juice Plus. Plus stands for fish. It has hydrolyzed fish in it. Has a little more horsepower from a fertilizing standpoint. Also smells a little bit stronger, so know that. And then the third option is Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro has a little bit different NPK ingredient, and the big difference is that it contains beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. So it's a way to go where you already have the beneficial microbes in the Garrett juice. If you use one of the other versions, you can buy mycorrhizal products and add them to the mix, and I recommend that. It helps with root development. It helps get you to the point you want to get. And that's the fertility program. It's pretty simple, and it's explained under the button on our website on dirtdoctor.com that says guides right on the home page if you want to see all the stuff in black and white. And there's a lot of nuances. There's a lot of additional things you can do. Bed preparation explanations are there under guides on the home page, and all the formulas for things like tree trunk goop. On Facebook, somebody from Washington, D.C. sent us photographs of vandalism that was going on trees and asked what to do. And when you have any kind of wound to the trunks of trees, this tree trunk goop is really helpful in speeding up the healing of the wound, plus warding off pathogens that would have a chance to get started in the wound during the healing process. You don't have to do it. Somebody brought that up, so you can just wait and the tree would heal itself. But if you smear this tree trunk goop in the wound, it fertilizes the wound, helps the callusing develop quicker, and the wound heal faster and knocks out the pathogens, or helps with that. Doesn't let them get started. So anyway, we'll talk more about the basic stuff as we go, but to remember that anytime you need to find it, it's right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com under the button guides. And if you want our newsletter, I'm going to talk about our latest newsletter. It's about a very interesting insect. But to get it, it's free. All you have to do is give us your email address. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the form that's on the homepage of the website. Well, Kathy's been here a while. Let's see what's up with her in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Kathy. What's going on?
Oh, hi, Howard. I thank you for answering the question I had on Facebook. It was about the habit turf.
Oh, okay.
And we had a guy come out yesterday to give us a quote on digging out. They have to dig out like 8 inches of what's left of the Bermuda grass, and then put the amendments, the organic amendments in, and then we'd have to get the seed and spread it and put the compost on top of it.
Now, you're talking about that grass mix that the Wildflower Center in Austin came up with? Yeah. It's buffalo grass and buffle and one other.
Yeah, there's three types of grass.
Blue gamma.
I think that's it. And we're thinking of doing that in the front yard, but I don't know about the cost. It's kind of prohibitive.
Well, maybe I can help you with the cost, Kathy, because you said something that I don't agree with at all. You don't need to take out 8 inches of soil.
That's what they recommended on the website, on the Wildflower.
Yeah, well, that's not necessary. That tends to be a common thing that's recommended in the landscape industry. The truth is, when you have, the normal grasses, the Bermuda grass, and especially St. Augustine grass, the reproductive parts of the grass don't go deeper than 2 inches. So there's really no need to go 8 inches in the ground.
Okay.
And that grass, that's an even stranger recommendation, because that grass has been developed to grow in our native Texas soils, you know. So why would you want to take out that much soil? That's interesting. I need to call them down there and talk to them about that, because that really is creating an excessive amount of cost. It's unnecessary.
Yeah. The other thing he recommended was zoysia. And I don't know about zoysia. Do you have any thoughts on zoysia?
Yeah, it's a good grass, but it's got some limitations. Can you hang on with me a minute?
Let's
spend some time on that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide.
First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number is 866-444-3478. Kathy, you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
The question you asked as we had to break away there about zoysia is kind of a long answer, but to kind of shortcut it, there's a lot of different kind of zoysias, and mm-hmm. they range and look pretty strongly. They'll range from real fine leaves that look like closer to a Bermuda grass a little bit, but more succulent, mm-hmm. more like a thin-bladed fescue or something, up to wide-blade zoysias that are almost as wide as centipede or St. Augustine grass. They're good grasses. They continue to come out on the market with new versions, and they keep trying to come up with a zoysia that can grow in the shade. And some of them that are already on the market have been promoted to be shade tolerant. But I've talked to a lot of people in the business, golf course guys, and watched it myself, and I've never seen any evidence much at all that any of them are very shade tolerant. They're certainly not as shade tolerant as St. Augustine grass. They're okay. Beautiful. They're very luxurious looking grasses, but they have a fatal flaw. And the fatal flaw is a benefit on the one hand and a problem on the other. The benefit is that you don't have to edge and mow zoysia as much because uh-huh. it's slow growing.
Yeah.
The problem with that is if you have any traffic on it at all, and I learned this on a golf course out north of Dallas years ago. It was planted around tees and sand traps and places where there ended up being a lot of traffic. Well, wherever zoysia gets worn out, it heals slowly is the best thing you can say. It really okay. doesn't heal very, very well at all.
Yeah.
So
he said they had a shade tolerant one because we've got a big oak tree in the middle of the front yard, but he said that he put shade tolerant one there and then the full sun one in the other place. But he also said the same thing you did, that there's a guy that put the zoysia in the backyard and he's got dogs and he said it's not very...
That'd be a mistake.
Too much traffic on it.
Yeah. Well, if you've got shade, you're not going to have very good luck with that mix from the Wildflower Center. That mix needs full sun. So
it's not a lot of shade. It's mainly kind of around the tree, which maybe we just mulch that and leave it be.
That's what I would do. I'd mulch the area where the grass won't grow very well and or use some ground covers, a combination of the two maybe. And some ferns would be good. But really consider what I said about the 8 inches. That's throwing money away.
Okay.
And years ago, when I was in the landscape contracting business, I was associated with a very large company, and I had trouble convincing some of those people that had been doing landscaping for a long time that all you needed to do when you put in a bed or to get rid of the grass for any reason is to set a sod cutter on a depth of about 2 inches and cut the area out and use that sod somewhere else or throw it in the compost pile, either one, because the reproductive part of grass is the stems, the rhizomes and the stolons, the underground and above ground stems. It will not come back from the roots, so leaving the roots in the ground is perfectly fine.
Okay. The main reason why I'm thinking of this is just a comment, is that if we keep going down the road we're going and we don't have enough water, we can't afford to have all these expansive lawns that just...
That's exactly right, and that's how we're going, too.
And I think that if we start... I just wanted to start something now, so we're getting ready for retirement, that if we do sell the house, say, in the next 5 or 10 years, then I think then that time this kind of grass will be appreciated because it doesn't take that much water to keep it going.
Well, I agree with that. Buffalo grass is the best choice for full sun in that blend. Uh-huh. What do they call the blend again?
Habiturf. H-A-B-I-T-U-R-F.
Habiturf, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a great way to go for the sun and do the mulch in the shady areas and running. But don't do anything but scrape the top off. Don't take 8 inches of soil away. That's really, you're throwing away topsoil in addition to throwing away money.
Because when we got the price, we went, oh, God, I don't think we can do this.
No, that'll reduce the price a lot change from 8 inches to 2 inches.
2 inches.
Good luck, Kathy. Keep me posted and send me pictures after you get it done so we can show everybody how it works.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you, Howard.
Thanks very much. Okay. And that gives us open lines at 866-444-3478. One of the things that I do is I have the television on here in the studio. A lot of times it was already on this morning. I just left it on. There was no sound, so I just left it on. And while I was talking to Kathy, I saw an ad. I caught out of the corner of my eye, an ad caught my attention. There was this stuff called Grassology. And people have called me about it the last couple of weeks, and I've gotten emails about it. They're apparently running TV ads and radio and all kinds of stuff. And for those of you in the South, and that's a big percentage of our audience, it would be you might as well take your money and open the window of your car and just throw it out, because it won't work. That Grassology product, you have to look for it. You have to kind of dig to find out what the grasses are that are in that. And basically, they're cool season grasses, things like rye and fescue and bluegrass. Well, you could use that, I guess, as a fall planting for overseeding and having a cool season situation in the winter time. Those of you in the north in cold climates can plant the stuff and have it as a year-round grass, but you could probably go to the feed store or the garden center and buy bluegrass and fescue and the other things are buy solid sod and be more cost effective. It really bothers me when somebody puts a product out, and I've seen this going on for years and years, whether it's a tree or some grass that you can plant supposedly anywhere in the United States, and it's going to be cost effective, save water, not have any pests, and yada, yada, yada. You always need to raise some eyebrows and jingle the coins in your pocket about that. And the first thing you always want to do is look into it and find out what the species is of the plants, whether it's grass or trees that somebody is promoting as a, you know, works great in any city in the United States. That just doesn't exist. It doesn't work that way. There are things that work very well in the South, very well in the West Coast, very well on the East Coast, and very well in northern climates that don't necessarily work in other places. I was going to do a book one time on the trees that would grow anywhere in the United States, and I came up with a few that would do fairly well anywhere, but it would be a very, very short book. And the same thing goes for shrubs, ground covers, flowers, trees, you know, every kind of plant there is going to grow very well in some areas and have trouble with either the summer or the winters or the soil or the water in other places. 866-444-3478. Wayne is in Fort Worth. Hey, Wayne.
Yes, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You may have already, I just got on, but curious about the Asian jasmine that froze out. Is it going to come back, or is there anything I need to do?
Most of it's going to come back. Mine still looks pretty bare. We mowed ours, and when you do that, you know, it takes it down to just the brown part, and it probably, it's already starting to show some signs of coming back. I think it got hurt to a degree. My Persian ivy, which our whole front yard is, got cosmetic damage that's pretty significant too. But I noticed yesterday that the new leaves are coming out all over 100%, and it's going to be fine. It just looked ugly for a while. I think that's the same situation with Asian jasmine. I think you got some kill on the top, but the plant will come back on the bottom. What you might want to do just to tidy up the Asian jasmine anyway, set the mower on its highest setting, sharpen the blades really well, and just cut it down real low.
Yeah, I've already done that.
Okay.
Just
are you not seeing any growth at all?
Very little. There's, you know, it's very sparse.
Okay. Well, the only thing you can do is just mild fertilizer application like you would do anyway and see what happens. If it is dead in spots, you may just have to rake it out and replant in those places. But I think that for the most part, Asian jasmine is going to survive. I had some Confederate jasmine, on the other hand, that froze to the ground, and it's a little more tender, and it may not come back. I may have to replant it.
Okay. Okay. Now, I heard you mention Persian ivy. I've got a lot of shade. Persian ivy is recommended for shade?
Well, it's one of my favorites. It looks a little bit like English ivy, only the leaves are a little bit larger and they're convex. They're kind of, you know, rolled and softer looking than English ivy. English ivy leaves are more convex and, concave, you know, they're kind of dented in rather than humped. And there's a softness to Persian ivy that I like a lot. It's an aggressive grower. I'll give you the one negative about it. It'll crawl up the trunks of trees and need to be trimmed back even more so than English ivy, it appears to me.
Okay.
But it's a great ground cover, very soft and luxurious looking. It's a nice one. Our native horse herb is another choice for shady areas. And then, of course, you get into the liriopes and the ophiopogons, the monkey grass and mondo grasses and all those kinds of things. English ivy is still a choice. And under an organic program, you don't get the black spotting, the bacterial diseases and everything that people get when they're using synthetic fertilizers.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck. Hope it comes out. Keep me posted.
All right.
Let's see what's up with Nathan in Austin, Texas. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, good morning, Doctor.
What's up?
I had a couple of questions for you. One, I have a brand new home, and they obviously just brought in a whole bunch of topsoil, and it's all not organic and not wonderfully healthy. And it's really hard and compacted, and so I've aerated, but one of the old timers was telling me to put sulfur down, that it would help break up some of those clay-like properties. Does that work?
A little bit of sulfur, and I mean a very small amount of sulfur, is good for the soil. It stimulates biological activity, and that has an indirect result of softening the soil. Everything we talk about, though, every fertilizer, compost, rock minerals, everything does a softening effect on bad soil there. Sulfur is only good, though, if you're deficient in sulfur. So having a good soil test first to see if that is needed would be my recommendation. But the basic ingredients that I recommend all the time will soften the soil. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run just for a minute. I'll be back right after this.
There is Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. See if Nathan had something else. And Austin, you were we were talking about softening the soil there, Nathan. Everything that we recommend, compost, rock materials, sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal, all of those things, having a good mulch on the surface of the soil, they'll all help you make the soil more mellow and friable and healthy. Sulfur will, if sulfur is a deficient element in your soil. So was there another related question there?
Well, kind of related. I put down some buffalo grass in our backyard, or some seed buffalo grass in our backyard, and didn't know how long or how much I needed to keep that watered. I put it down about 2 weeks ago, and still no germination.
Well, you water the seed of buffalo just about like you'd water the seed of Bermuda grass or anything else to try to get it germinated and growing, and then as it starts to germinate and grow, you start cutting back, and you have to kind of play it by ear. What happens with buffalo grass is it germinates almost as quickly as Bermuda grass does, but and forms a little shoot, and then it will appear at that point like it goes to sleep, that nothing's happening. And that little tuft just kind of stays the same size for a while. Well, what's happening during that period of it just looking like it's sitting there is it's developing its big root system. And so you can, at that point, begin cutting back on your water. You have to do it kind of by feel, but you can start cutting back. And once it's established and spreading and you can see it has rooted in everything, you can really start cutting way back to where it's watered, you know, at the most once a week and then farther back than that. Buffalo grass, once established, you can cut the water off completely. It's the only grass, that really turf grass, that can stand that. It'll turn brown, but then when it's watered, it'll jump right back.
But as far as germination,
you treat it, like any other seed.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it, sir.
I appreciate the call. And we've got Sandy real quick, and then we're going to go into talking about cheese a little bit. Hi, Sandy.
Is that me?
Yes. What's up?
Oh, no, I wanted to ask your opinion on a product that's supposed to make water wetter.
What's the name of it? I think I know it.
Well, I believe it's Conklin, or maybe that's just a distributor, but it's I know Amway used to have a product that did the same thing.
Yeah, there's a product out there that has that claim, and it seems to be a pretty good product, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of it, too. If you get the exact name of it, call me back, and let's talk about it. I can't remember it offhand right now either.
Okay.
It seems to have some benefit if it's the one I'm thinking about, but get the name of it and give me a call back, and let's talk about it.
Okay. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And I wanted to introduce you to somebody this morning. I have been talking with a fellow by the name of Dave Eagle for a while. He's a listener, and he's called in, and we've chatted about whey that he has from his cheesemaking operation and some other things. But he makes a line of cheeses that I think are delicious. The name of the company is Eagle Mountain Farmhouse Cheese and Dave is with us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Howard. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. Dave is in business with his son and his nephew. Is that right?
That's correct. Matt, my son, and Corey, my nephew.
He claims to be a recovering lawyer. Is that?
Well, some people say that's not possible, but I'm trying.
Got in the cheese making business. How long ago was this transition?
We started in 2009, and as far as putting the business together, and then we made our first commercial batch of cheese in January 2010. So we've just completed our fourth year. We're in our fifth year of business now.
I was talking to Dave yesterday. He was over at one of the farmers markets that we have in Dallas, the one at Green Spot. That one alternates with some other location, doesn't it?
Yes. They on the second and fourth Saturday, they do the White Rock, where you saw me yesterday. And the first and third Saturday is at, I think it's called Lakeview. It's not too far from White Rock, but it's the Lakeview Market.
Is it a church parking lot or something? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that was impressive. A lot of people there and a lot of interesting booths of all kinds, quite a few food kind of things. Where do you normally sell your products, just in regular grocery stores or all is it direct to customers?
Yes, to both of questions. Those? Yeah, we're in Central Markets in Texas. We're in Select Whole Foods, Scardello, you know, high-end artisan cheesemongers like Rich Rogers down at Scardello on Oak Lawn. We're in a shop down in Austin called Antonelli's, which is a great little cheese shop, and they're developing a wholesale market down there. And then the Houston Dairy Maids down in Houston are developing a big local cheese market. They've been in business for several years now, and they're doing a great job with the local artisan cheesemakers.
Well, that's great. Well, as you know, being a listener to the show, I recommend raw milk and raw cheeses all the time, and I try to buy only raw products for our family, and I think there's a great benefit to that. We're going to take a little break here, and if you can stay with me at the beginning of the next hour, we'll talk more about why raw cheeses are such a good value and a healthy way to go. Some people don't think they ought to eat any dairy, and I think they get that to that point because they eat the wrong kind of dairy. And so we'll talk about that. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Dave Eagle is here with Eagle Mountain Farmhouse Cheese. If you want to talk about cheese making, he has some classes coming up. One of the reasons I wanted him to come by today that I think you might be interested in if you want to learn how to make cheese. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. All you have to do is send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. Talk to you in a bit.